The delegation from the Diocese of Honolulu at the 50th International Eucharistic Congress participated in various events today. The first event was the catechesis on Communion in the Word, given by Archbishop Antonio Tago, Archbishop of Manila. He argued that in today's world, words tend to destroy rather than build communion. He gave various examples of corruption by business transactions that use words to oppress the people, dishonest governments that make negotiations ignoring the people affected, and politicians who use lies, using words to manipulate the very meaning of words. Thus, rather than build communion, such words destroy communion. The central point was that Mother Mary is a perfect model of living communion in the Word. She experienced communion through listening to the words spoken to her by the angel Gabriel. Her response to that word was, "May it be done to me according to your word." Mary spoke in communion with the Word and listened to the needs of those around her. A good example is at the wedding of Cana, where Mary listens to the servants who report to her that the wine had run out. Mary then tells Jesus, "They have no wine." After that, Mary tells the servants to fill the jars with water that turns out to be the best wine. In the same way, Mary tells us to do whatever her Son tells us, so that our Son may fill our jars of life with the best wine, the best nourishment. The second event was the main mass of the International Eucharistic Congress, presided by Cardinal Robert Sarà, President of the Pontifical Council of Quo Unum. In his homily, Cardinal Sarà focused on Mary as a model of faith, trust, and silent reflection on the Word of God. Through her fiat, salvation came into the world. I am Monsignor John Binder, reporting from Dublin.